is my hobby.
Inspector Danton and I had gone again to the Welcome U Ranch on the Arizona desert for a short vacation. The day after our arrival, we set out on horseback to explore the country.
Hey, Bart.
Yes, Inspector?
It's certainly good to get away from it all for a while, isn't it?
Get away from what, Inspector?
Oh, the ham-jam, the hurly-burly, the helter-skelter, the murders.
Yes, I see what you mean, Inspector.
This is the life for me. Sunshine, fresh air, the wide open spaces, and a good horse under me.
And no murders.
Yeah, I said that, no murders. Well, what do you say we turn around and head back for the Welcome U? A good meal, a good night's sleep.
Head back? Come, Inspector, we've only been away from the ranch a half hour.
A half hour?
That's right.
Is that a fact? Seems to me like we've been gone all day. Hey, what's the matter? What are we stopping for?
Look over there, Inspector.
Huh? Over where? I don't see anything.
There's something lying on the ground near that giant cactus.
Huh, so there is. Must be a fallen log or something.
There are no logs in this country, fallen or otherwise, Inspector. Unless I'm greatly mistaken, that's the body of a man.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Come on, Inspector, let's have a look. Come on, boy.
Oh!
Well, boy, easy now.
Yeah, it's a man, all right.
So I see. Get off your horse, Inspector.
Okay, why is it that these murders have to follow us all over the country?
Let's not assume that this is a murder yet, Inspector. By Jove, he looks done in, doesn't he?
Yeah, let's roll him over.
Right.
Say, look at the whiskers. He's an old man.
Yes, and quite dead. Now, I wonder...
Suppose he was hit by an automobile?
That's a brilliant, Inspector. Imagine the nearest automobile road isn't more than 20 miles away.
I was just supposing.
Let's see. No marks of violence.
Suppose he died of heart failure.
I doubt it, Inspector.
Why, for crying out loud? Can a man die of heart failure if he wants to?
Yeah, that's odd.
What's odd?
The boots. Our friend here is wearing a pair of brand new boots. Yet the rest of his costume consists of a patched pair of jeans and a faded shirt.
Now, look, Bart, do you have to try and make something out of nothing? The guy just died. Let him lie in peace.
How old would you say the gentleman was, Inspector?
How old? Who cares? 70, maybe?
Yes, at least 70. And those brown stains on his beard, would you say they were tobacco stains, Inspector?
Yeah, tobacco stains. Now that we've reached those amazing conclusions, let's go back and report to the local sheriff.
Probably he was a prospector, wouldn't you say, Inspector?
Yeah, out here they call him Desert Rat.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm removing this poke from the old man's pocket. You see, it's full of gold dust. There's a small fortune in this poke, Inspector.
There is, eh?
Yes. Now, consider the inconsistency. Here is a man carrying a fortune in gold around with him. The only thing he has to indicate such wealth is a pair of new boots.
Okay. Now, look, Bud. Suppose
Inspector, this is one of the most interesting cases we've come across in a long while.
What do you mean, case? A guy dies of heart failure. Hey, there's a babe on a horse.
Yes, and a very attractive-looking young lady. Another inconsistency.
With that, I can agree, but what's a good-looking babe like that doing way out here?
We'll probably know in a minute, Inspector. Here she is.
Whoa, boy. Whoa. Well, this is a surprise. Imagine finding two civilized-looking men way out here.
We were just thinking the same thing, lady. By the way, what's the matter?
Is that a man? Why, for goodness sake.
Is he someone you know, miss?
It's Hardtack Wiggins. What's the matter with him?
He's dead.
Well, well. So they caught up with the old boy at last, did they?
Caught up with him? Who?
Oh, one of the bunch was after his gold. I imagine it was either Oliver or Matt who murdered him.
Murdered him? Look, lady, he wasn't murdered. He died of heart failure.
You want to bet?
What? Now, wait a minute. We...
Open his shirt, good looking. And if you don't find a knife wound, I'll never make another wager.
Go ahead, Bob. Open the old guy's shirt. Some people have just got to be shown.
I think that might be a good idea, Inspector. There. By Jove, there is a knife wound.
Of course there is. There had to be.
Why did there have to be, miss?
Because Hardtack couldn't have died of heart failure.
Why not?
Because yesterday he was examined by Doc Sandbar in Coyote Wells. And the doc said that Hardtack was in perfect health.
Well, I'll be... Lady, you seem to know a lot about what's going on around here.
Naturally, I do. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Nothing. Not a thing. Except that the way I look at it, you're sticking your neck into a noose.
I suppose by that you mean that you think I murdered old Hardtack.
Yeah, you're quick to catch on. That's exactly what I mean.
How naive you are, darling.
Darling, now look.
Inspector, huh? I told you this was one of the most interesting cases we've run across in a long time. Pardon me, miss. Were you well acquainted with Hardtack?
Well acquainted?
That's right.
My dear boy, Hardtack was my husband.
How much farther is it? I'm getting doggone tired of carrying this dead body around in my lap.
It isn't much farther.
Want me to spell you for a while, Inspector?
No, I'll keep him. Somehow I feel more natural when I'm lugging a corpse around.
Here's the shack now, down in that little hollow.
Shack is right. Don't tell me that you and your husband actually lived there.
Of course not, Inspector. You don't really think that I could abide a hovel like that, do you?
I don't know. The way things are shaping up, I'm willing to believe most anything.
How long had you and Hardtack been married, Mrs. Wiggins?
No, not very long.
Oh?
The city hall in Coyote Wells opened at 9 o'clock this morning. And we were married 15 minutes later.
This morning? Well, for crying out loud, if this isn't a screw, you
see, tell me, Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, darling, would you mind not calling me Mrs. Wiggins? Give me the creep.
What shall I call you?
Shirley, darling.
Very well. I'll compromise. Stop calling me darling, and I'll call you Shirley.
That goes for me, too.
Well, what strange men you two are. Most men...
Yeah, but we are not most men. And if you think we're strange, you better get out a mirror and take a gander at yourself.
Now that that's settled, I'd still like to ask a question.
But of course, Barton.
How long have you known Hardtack before you married him, Mrs. Wiggins?
2 days.
2 days? Things happen fast out here, don't they? I read about this romance on the range stuff.
Oh, Inspector, let's face it. You know as well as I do that there wasn't any romance connected with my marriage to Hardtack.
We're quite aware of that, Shirley. So suppose you tell us why you did marry him.
He was lonesome.
Oh, come, Shirley.
He was lonesome, and he wanted someone to help him spend his money.
Now we're getting places.
Well, I'm certainly not going to pretend that I married Hardtack for any other reason than the fact that he was wealthy. I'd be a hypocrite if I did.
I don't know which is worse, being a hypocrite or being a murderer.
Oh, don't be silly. I didn't murder the old billy goat.
Shirley, what makes you so sure that Hardtack was wealthy?
Because he discovered a pocket of gold 2 weeks ago. And the assayers appraised its value at $500,000.
$500,000? And all the poor guy got out of it was a pair of new boots.
Yes, isn't it a pity? Poor dear. Been wanting a pair of new boots for so long, but up till now he couldn't afford them.
And bought them for his honeymoon, eh?
I suppose so. Hardtack's been poor for so long that he just didn't know how to spend his money.
I imagine you plan to help him out on that score, eh, Shirley?
Oh, Barton, you're so cute. It's exactly what I planned on doing. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter now?
Those two horses standing in front of the shack. They belong to Matt and Oliver.
And who are Matt and Oliver?
Matt Palmer. He's the son of Hardtack's dead partner, Chris Palmer.
I see. And who is Oliver, Shirley?
Oh, Oliver's last name is Runyon. He's Hardtack's nearest neighbor. They're both terrible people.
What's terrible about them?
You'll see. Well, here they are now. They heard us coming.
Yes, and by the expression on their faces, they're rather unhappy about something.
It's about time you got back here, Shirley Milton. By golly, you needn't think you're going to get away with this. Not by a jugful, you're not.
Hey, look. Look at what's reached across that path.
Yeah.
Why, it's Hardtack. What's the matter with him?
He's dead, Bob. Stuck with a knife. Know anything about it?
Dead? You mean the old coot's really dead?
Oh, don't act so surprised, Oliver. You know he's dead. It was you who killed him.
Me? Dad, blast you, girl. I'll wring your neck if you say that again. I never laid a hand on the old codger.
Sounds convincing, doesn't he, Bob?
Be quiet, Inspector. Huh? Let them talk. This is interesting.
Now I see it. I see it all. Shirley, you married him because you were afraid we'd get some of the money.
How quick you are, Matt, darling. And I suppose you murdered him for the same reason.
I murdered him? Are you crazy? What good would it do for me to murder him? No more good than to do me. There's only one who would benefit from Hardtack's death. His legal heir.
How sweet of you to admit that I am my dear husband's legal heir, Oliver. I anticipate some trouble from you. Really, I have.
And you're going to get it. By gum, you are. I was with Hardtack when he discovered the pocket. I helped him. Half that there gold belongs to me.
Belongs to you? That's a hot one. Listen, my old man was Hardtack's legal partner.
So what if he was?
I'm my old man's heir. Half of what Hardtack found is supposed to be mine. Any court in the country...
Boys, aren't you forgetting that since I am Hardtack's widow, all of what he had will go to me.
I ain't forgetting nothing. I know my rights.
And I know mine. Any court in the country will back me up.
Well, Barton, now do you understand what I meant when I said they were terrible people?
Yes, yes, I understand a lot of things. Has it occurred to any of you that giving Hardtack a decent burial would be your chief concern at the moment?
He'll be buried. Don't fret about that. Say, who be you two anyway?
We be policemen. Now, what do you think of that?
We don't think anything of it. We don't believe it. Shirley, where'd you pick up these dudes?
I didn't. They picked me up. They're staying at the Welcome U.
Dudes, eh? Well, dudes, you can leave us Hardtack's body and get out. We don't like dudes.
And we don't like murderers. Inspector, when Sheriff Tanner deputized you this morning, did he give you the authority to arrest any suspicious characters?
Huh? What is that, Bart? Oh, yeah. Sure he did.
Fine. There's no doubt in our minds that one of the three people standing here in front of us murdered Hardtack Whitten.
Now, look here, you...
And that's right, isn't it, Inspector?
One of them... Oh, sure. No doubt about it at all. We got the proof. Haven't we, Bart?
We certainly have, Inspector. We know which one of these three thrust a knife into the heart of Hardtack Wiggin.
Huh?
We know why and how and when.
Yeah, sure we do. We got the evidence to prove it, too. Haven't we, Bart?
We have, Inspector. And by virtue of the authority vested in you by Sheriff Jim Tanner of Cactus County, Arizona, I demand that you arrest the guilty person.
That guy up and leaving him back there in Hardtack's shack is going to do any good, do you?
Not a bit, Inspector.
And for crying out loud, why did you tell me to do it?
We had to do something to convince them you have the authority to make an arrest, Inspector.
Yeah, but look, why didn't we just take the guy and lug him into town and turn him over to the sheriff and charge him with the murder of Hardtack Wiggin?
Because Hardtack wasn't murdered, Inspector.
Hardtack wasn't, huh? But for the love of Joshua, what are you talking about?
Oh, come, Inspector. You know as well as I that knife wound was made after Hardtack was dead.
I do? How long have I known it?
Ever since you examined the wound and saw there was no blood, Inspector.
Oh, no blood, eh? Say, I did notice that, didn't I? Now that you mention it.
You know as well as I that blood doesn't flow from a wound that is made after death.
Sure. I've known that for years. Was there anything else that I noticed when we examined the body part?
Yes. We both noticed the Hardtack's shirt didn't have a hole in it. So we wondered how the knife wound could have been made unless someone had first opened the old man's shirt.
Say, that's an angle. What does it prove?
I don't know, Inspector. It might prove a lot of things. Well, here we are. We're there. Whoa, boy.
We've arrived, have we? Where are we?
Inspector, I'm surprised. This is the spot where we found Hardtack's body, remember?
Well, so it is. What do we do now?
We get off our horses and look around.
Oh. Okay. But I don't know what you expect to find.
There's the depression in the ground where Hardtack lay. And there are his footprints clearly outlined in the sand.
Yeah, I see him. Say.
Yes, by the looks of those footprints, it appears as though poor old Hardtack was pretty close to exhaustion, doesn't it?
Or drunk.
Oh, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, Inspector. Come along.
Where are we going?
Let's backtrack on his trail a bit and read signs.
Read signs? Say, where'd you pick up that expression?
I listened to the Lone Ranger program, Inspector.
Listen, kid. Jump in. Judas, look out. There's a snake.
It's a rattler. Get your gun, Inspector.
Don't worry. I'm getting it out.
Nice work, Inspector. What? You shot its head off.
Sure I did. It was his head I was aiming at.
Oh, I see. Pardon me for the compliment. Well, come on, let's get going.
You don't have to apologize, Bart. I can't help it if I'm a good shot. What's the matter?
Look, there. Isn't that an empty whiskey bottle?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Well, I guess for once the old inspector was right, eh, Bart? Hmm?
How do you mean, Inspector?
Why, the staggering footprints, the empty whiskey bottle, the guy was drunk just like I said.
Hmm.
What do you mean,
hmm?
Oh, stop saying, for crying out loud. And don't start telling me I'm wrong. Doggone it. It's as plain as...
Yes, Inspector, this is certainly the most interesting case we've come across in a long time. Come on, we're going back to the shack.
Why? What are we going back there for?
Because the evidence that proves how Hardtack died and who murdered him is there.
Of all of it, didn't I?
Well, it took you long enough. Here, get me out of these ropes.
Okay. Here's a knife over here on the table.
Yeah. Grab Drake and Denton will be back any minute. We got to get out of here.
Get out of here? Well, where do you think we're going? Now, hold still while I cut the rope. There. There.
That feels better. Those crazy fools. Tying me up and leaving me here.
What do you care? I can't prove that you murdered Hardtack.
I didn't murder him. I've already told you that.
Well, it wasn't your fault, though, was it, darling? You tried hard enough.
Well, don't get cute, beautiful. I'm not in the mood for it.
Okay. So you didn't murder the old codger. So what are you getting in such an uproar about?
Don't be a dope. If Drake proves I stuck a knife into Hardtack, that'll be just as bad as proving it was me who killed him.
So?
So we're heading for the border right now.
Now, just a minute, good-looking. Take it easy. We've gone to an awful lot of trouble to get our hands on old Hardtack's dough, and we're not going
to
run out...
Listen, baby, get smart. The dough won't do us any good once we're sitting in the gas chamber.
What do you mean, once we are sitting in the gas chamber?
That's it, baby. I said we, and I mean we. You're in this as much as I am.
But you're crazy. It was you who handled that knife.
And it was you who married Hardtack. After first making a deal with me to knock him off on your wedding day. Remember?
Why, you lousy bum, Miles.
You what?
Matt, don't look at me like that.
You what, baby?
Matt, I... Oh, Matt, don't.
Call me a bum. Try to make me take the rap for knocking off that old billy goat.
Oh, please, Matt. Matt, don't hit me again. I didn't mean it. Honest, I'll go with you.
You bet your life you will. Now get your stuff together and let's get out of here.
All right, Matt. Don't hit me anymore. Matt, what are you doing?
I'm borrowing your husband's new boots. It's the only thing he had that was any good. And I'm taking them.
Oh, Matt. Hardtack waited for those boots so long.
Shut up. What good will they do him now? I'm going to get something out of this deal.
Okay, Matt. Okay. Only... stealing a dead man's boots will bring you bad luck.
Whoa, boy. Whoa. Watch it, boy. Whoa.
Well, the tack looks just the same, doesn't it, Inspector?
Yep. It looks as though the birds have flown the coop.
So I see. Both the horses are gone, huh? Well, let's get off. Go inside and have a look.
Yeah, they're gone, all right. The door's wide open.
Yes, just as I expected. Shirley came back and released Matt Palmer. There are the cut ropes lying on the floor, Inspector.
And by the way things are scattered around, they got out in a hurry.
Come on over here, Inspector. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Look, there's Hardtack lying on the bunk where we left him. Only someone removed his boots.
Probably Shirley.
Do you see the boots lying around anywhere, Inspector?
No, but...
Which means they were stolen, probably by Matt. Come on, Inspector. We've got to catch those two before they reach the border.
Matt.
Huh? Huh? What's the matter?
What's the matter with you? For the past 15 minutes, you've been drooping in your saddle like a dish rag.
Nothing wrong with me. How much farther to the border?
10 miles, maybe. But say, what's eating you, anyhow? You look half shot.
Oh, there's nothing the matter with me, I tell you. Come on. Let's get going.
Down the next fire.
Oh, you're all right, Inspector. Just hang on and grip your teeth.
Grip my teeth. My teeth were all shaken loose an hour ago. Look, Bob, how do we know we're even going the right direction?
Why, we're reading sign, Inspector. See? The trail is right there in the sand as plain as Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue. Oh, what a beautiful thought. You think we'll ever see it again, Bob?
Well, we won't unless you stop complaining and get a little speed out of that nag you're riding. Come on, man.
I'm a murderer.
Stop it. Someone will...
anything happen to your boyfriend, Mrs. Wiggins?
Hey, Bob, look, he's got hardtack boots on. You were right. He did steal them.
I told him it was bad luck to steal a dead man's boots.
A pity Matt wasn't as suspicious as you, Mrs. Wiggins. I'm afraid your erstwhile lover is dead.
Dead? How do you know? What'd he die of?
Matt Palmer, Inspector, died of snake poisoning.
Welcome you's a welcome sight to these tired old eyes.
come, Inspector. You should be in better spirits. We've just completed one of our most interesting cases.
Yeah, well, give me the details, Bart.
Well, there aren't many details, Inspector. You see, Matt didn't discover that Hardtack was dead until after he'd driven that knife into him. Then he covered up the wound with Matt's shirt, hoping that whoever discovered the body would think Matt died of snake bite, which, of course, he did.
Yeah, but why did Hardtack have his shirt open in the first place?
Why, that's obvious, Inspector. Hardtack apparently stepped on the rattler, and the snake struck him.
And Hardtack killed the snake, eh?
Yes, by trampling the rattler to death. Incidentally, Inspector, that was the same snake that you shot.
Whoa! You mean I shot a dead snake?
Yes, I'm afraid you did, Inspector.
Well, I'm a bang-tail maverick. Get it!
You see, Inspector, the men at Hardtack realized he'd been struck. He finished off that bottle of whiskey we found lying beside the trail.
Wanted to die with a jag on, eh?
No, there are still some old-timers who believe that whiskey is an antidote for snake bite, Inspector. But the fact is that just the opposite is the case.
So the booze only made him worse, eh?
Yes, I'm afraid so. He staggered along, probably suffering horribly. When he finally collapsed, he must have clutched at his shirt in his anguish and torn it open.
The poor old guy. Then Matt Palmer came along and stuck a knife in him, eh?
That's what happened, Inspector.
And Matt died the same way, eh?
Almost. It was Hardtack's new boots that killed Matt.
The boots? What are you talking about?
When the snake struck Hardtack, the old man apparently slashed down at it with a stick or some other object he was carrying. The blow broke off the rattler's fangs while they were still embedded in the soft leather of the boots.
Well, I'll be... When Matt put on the boots, the fangs were still there, eh?
That's it, Inspector. You see, the boots fitted Matt snugly, and there was enough venom left in the fangs to work into his bloodstream and, after a period of time, to kill him.
By golly, what do you know about that? Just like the girl said, it's bad luck to steal boots from a dead man.
Yeah.
Say, what about the girl?
Oh, we'll have to let Sheriff Tanner settle that for us, Inspector. And, by the way...
Yeah?
When we reach the Welcome You, I think you'd better not mention our experience of the day.
No, why not?
Well, Inspector, we're out here on a vacation, and I just assume that the folks didn't know that
mystery is my hobby.